Starting route to 66 Church Street.
Have you noticed that it's getting harder to get lost? I mean, no matter where you are, you're never more than a touch screen away from one of those frosty computer voices saying, turn left here.
Head north on North Park Street.
What if we forget how to get lost? Maybe we'll have to relearn. That's why Rebecca Solnit wrote an instruction manual, a field guide to getting lost.
There's this sort of literal getting lost, oh no, I don't know where I am, it's a problem, what do I do next? But even that poses interesting questions. You know, you don't know what's going to happen next, you don't know where you are. Is it an adventure? Have you extended beyond the bounds of your own safety, your own knowledge? Is there something to be discovered? Will you become somebody else when you find out where you are? And so navigating that danger and discovery, going beyond the sort of safe and familiar and contained, it's something that interests me a lot, coming to terms with a world in which we're not lost necessarily geographically, but maybe more metaphysically, more in terms of a world full of surprises, lost temporally. This book is written against the grain of the moment we're in, I think, which is very much about safety, familiarity, control, about having your cell phone and GPS and automatic garage door opener. Really contain your experience so that you don't find yourself beyond your own knowledge or beyond the familiar much. And I'm interested in what happens when you do get beyond. If you're really paying attention, I think, and really living your life, you turn out not to be who you thought you were. The person you're married to turns out to be somebody else, too. Your life opens up in ways you could have never planned for. The world itself changes in amazing ways.
Feel like getting lost? Rebecca Solnit, she's the author of A Field Guide to Getting Lost.